This is JIS News. Coming up, police vice squad receives well-needed surveillance equipment to combat human trafficking. Construction set to begin on 32-megawatt wind farm in Monroe, St. Elizabeth, and the government earmarks $15 million to improve land and water management. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Anti-Trafficking in Persons Intellectual Property Vice Squad has received well-needed equipment to aid in the fight against human trafficking. The National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, handed over surveillance equipment to deal with trafficking in persons. Senior Superintendent of Police at the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch, Clifford Chambers, says the equipment will help to improve efficiency in terms of capturing evidence and securing convictions.
We're looking at digital and forensic device that can capture effectively those who are involved, the location, the kind of activities, and just about every other activity which would be pertinent to building a case where these persons are concerned. So what it does, it allows us to arrest these perpetrators with evidence that makes the process of prosecution more easier.
Meanwhile, Chair of NATFATIP and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says the equipment will improve the quality, integrity, and dependence on the evidence the police will gather. Construction is set to start on a 36.3-megawatt wind farm at Monroe, St. Elizabeth. This follows a groundbreaking ceremony Wednesday for the $89 million US project. The wind farm will generate electricity using 11 wind turbines and will provide power to the national grid via the Jamaica Public Service Company's Pertrie substation in Manchester. The project is being managed by BMR Jamaica Wind Limited. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Energy Minister Philip Paulwell said the project supports the government's push to lower the cost of electricity for Jamaicans.
The price of electricity must come down. I have a view as to where we must get for Jamaica to become first world, for us to be highly competitive. My view is that we have to have a minimum of about 18 cents per kilowatt hour for us to achieve that target. The tremendous amount of money we spend on imported fossil fuel, that has to change.
The minister says investments in renewable energy projects are always welcomed as the country seeks to move away from its reliance on fossil fuel. The BMR wind energy project is expected to result in the creation of just under 200 jobs. The government has allocated $15 million to protect livelihood and food security in vulnerable communities. This will be done by improving land and water management for the agricultural sector, strengthening coastal protection, and building institutional and local capacity for climate change adaptation. Details of the project are outlined in the recently tabled estimates of expenditure for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Objectives include developing training and communication plans, as well as training manuals for local communities. It also involves development of technical standards and guidelines for beach restoration, conducting storm surge and floodplain modeling, developing adaptation plans, and developing a climate risk atlas. Anticipated targets for the 2015-2016 fiscal year include the training of four communities in Westmoreland in disaster risk mitigation and the hiring of a consultant to coordinate natural resource management training. The program is being implemented by the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management with support from the Adaptation Fund. And with the recent passage of the Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act, Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says every effort must now be made for the marijuana industry to achieve its full potential. Mr. Hilton says the establishment of a medical marijuana industry represents for Jamaica a new and emergent business with tremendous possibilities. He notes that his ministry, through JAMPRO, has been involved in the government's efforts to formally establish a local medical marijuana industry.
To this end, we have been focused on areas such as regulations, standards development, intellectual property, investment promotion, and the involvement of our micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises in the development and growth of the industry.
The amended Dangerous Drugs Act seeks to, among other things, permit the use of ganja for religious, medical, scientific, and therapeutic purposes. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.